Michael Caputo is with us, former Trump staffer. And Mike, we're talking about Ted Cruz this morning. You called this yesterday. You said there would not be an endorsement.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't even think he was going to use his name. He didn't even use the name Donald Trump in his speech. Probably the one of the most historic acts of cowardice in politics that I've seen in decades.
Well, Michael, why do you suppose Donald Trump let Ted Cruz go ahead with that speech when Trump knew that he wasn't going to be endorsed by Cruz?
I've been tracking this down, and I was, after the speeches were over last night, I went out to have a drink with the people in charge of that. And my understanding is, and I'm trying to check this out and prove it, but my understanding was that he had agreed to do that, and there is a paragraph in his speech where he did. And he just did not read that paragraph.
Wow, so he deliberately decided not to.
Well, that's true. And there are several different reasons for it. I think the technical term for it is Ted Cruz is a sleazeball. The guy is awful. I've been saying that on WBEN for 2 years. And last night he proved me right.
Was Cruz playing up to all those anti-Trumpers out there in hopes of rounding them up for 2020?
Well, this for Ted Cruz, it's all about Ted Cruz. And it's been that way since about, you know, as far as I know, since the day he was born. But, indeed, everything that Ted Cruz is doing right now is all about 2020. And we know for a fact that Ted Cruz himself personally was behind all of the problems that we had politically at the convention. Every single one of them. All the problems during the committee week hearings on the rules, etc. All the problems on Monday when people were threatening to walk out. He just has made this convention all about him. And the worst part about it is he hurt Mike Pence. He overshadowed Mike Pence last night. It was supposed to be Mike Pence's night. Mike Pence and his family were supposed to be able to enjoy this night as a highlight, you know, a really interesting highlight of the beginning of this campaign for Mike Pence. And instead, everybody's talking about Ted Cruz because Ted Cruz can't have it. He can't understand it. He can't even imagine life without everyone talking about him.
Well, could this backfire on Cruz? I mean, I've heard political suicide used this morning by other analysts.
That's the truth. And if you'd have heard the boos in the arena last night, you would understand just why people are thinking that his career is over.
Well, Ted Cruz's stock is even down in Texas. Texas delegates, too, are angry.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, Ted Cruz has never been all that popular in Texas either. He had a very difficult primary to make it to the United States Senate. And since then, he has worked really hard to upset Republicans in Texas. He has been recruiting other Republicans to run against incumbent Republicans in the state all along. The guy is going to have problems. He's undoubtedly going to have a Republican primary. And let me tell you something. If he has a Republican primary, I'll fly out to Texas and work for free to make sure he doesn't make it back to Washington, D.C.
Boy. Hey, okay, now, Mike, Trump himself needs to pull it all together tonight, final night of the convention. The mystery, more than anything else, is how he's going to arrive tonight. What do you think?
I think by jetpack, by presidential jetpack. Like, I mean, if you watched the video on WBEN.com of his arrival in Cleveland yesterday, he came into this, by the way, a small airport on the water, which I wasn't even sure his airplane would fit there. And then he got out, got into his helicopter, did a ride around the city, and landed over by a bunch of reporters. I mean, when we first started talking about Cleveland and how Donald Trump was going to do this, I brought it up in a meeting that he's got to land that plane in that tiny little airport because it's right there on the lake. And the shot, as you saw from the video on WBEN.com, is really beautiful. Tonight at the convention, the only thing left in this bag of tricks is to bring him in by jetpack.
Michael, it's great. Thanks again. And you called this one yesterday. We appreciate it.
Yeah, sometimes I get it right.
Absolutely. Michael Caputo, former Trump staffer.